The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. It's Friday, and it's a new month. Oh, what joy. And it's also time to get ready for your BTN News show for the day. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yes, it is June 1st, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. All right, listen up, parents. Time to get trendy now. Next time you tell your kids, hey, would you get off the damn Facebook? You might actually have it wrong. Yes, according to a new study, it seems teenagers now are more interested in YouTube and then Facebook. This was conducted by the Pew Research Center, where they took into account about 85% of teens ages 13 to 17 say they use the platform more than any other. Behind that's actually Instagram at 72% and Snapchat at 69%. Now, if you're curious about the other ones, well, the numbers go way down. 32% for Twitter, Tumblr's at 9%, and Reddit, 7%. Now, who knows? This study may completely change in a year from now, once the kids find out that their parents are also on YouTube a lot. It's nice when tech companies can come together for a good cause. And that's exactly what's happening here. Apple, Microsoft, and the USB Implements Forum, USB-IF for short, they are coming together to make a human interface device, or HID as they're calling it. What will it be for? Well, to make a standard for Braille displays. The ultimate goal in the end, of course, is to make using the Braille display across different hardware a lot easier. Basically, what it comes down is for these Braille devices to have specifically designed software or drivers now that will no longer be required. Everything will just live in harmony. Hey, speaking of Microsoft, now, of course, it's no secret that they went ahead and discontinued their Groove music streaming service last year. But they said, have no fear, they're going to continue supporting the app. It looks like Microsoft lied. Now, yes, you'll still have access to the app on your Windows 10 platform, but as far as your iOS and Android is concerned, no more. That's right, Microsoft has officially announced that they will no longer be supporting Groove music for iOS and Android. And that support will stop on December 1st of this year. So you're thinking, okay, well, I've got time. Well, for those of you that got the app on your phone, yeah, you do have time. For those of you thinking, I better go download it right now. Yes, Microsoft also announced yesterday, too, that June 1st, you ain't gonna be able to get the app anymore. Meaning you're pretty much SOL when it comes to getting all your MP3 files that are up there in your OneDrive storage. Ah, thank you, Microsoft. Thank you so much. And finally, tax. Don't you just love it? Seems like these days we got tax for tax, and you know that tax that was taxed for tax? Well, that's got a tax too. Well, apparently the Uganda Parliament also said, hey, we got an idea for a tax. Let's tax the people that use social media. Trust me, I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. Yes, the Uganda Parliament has now decided to pass a new law. Anybody that uses social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, they will be subject to taxation. And just like the Microsoft story, we're talking about, oh, you got no time to prepare for it? Well, guess what? The tax implementation? Yep, starts today. Even though the Uganda government has no idea how they're going to implement the thing, so how much tax are you going to have to pay to use social media in Uganda? Well, about 200 shilling. That's about 5 US cents every day. Yes, every day. Now, the Uganda Parliament says that they wanted to implement this new tax because they want to help curb gossiping that's happening so much over social media. Really? Call me crazy, but I think it may be more about that about 17 million people in Uganda use social media day in and day out, and that's about 41% of their population. Put the math together, 5 cents, and wow, that's a lot of money. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us. By gosh, we'll listen. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Believe it or not, that story I just read, or and finally, that was sent to me. Had no idea that was going on, so thank you very much for sending that over. Also, check out our website, BritishTechNetwork.com. That is where our podcasts, our blog, and review section, they live all over there for you, for your enjoyment. Go check them out today. Also, we're on social media until they tax it to death. Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our lovely BTN community. If you're not a part of it, but by gosh, you should be. Come on over and join us. We'd love to have you. BritishTech.slack.com. The news show. Yep, headed into the weekend. Time to kick back and relax. I hope you can do the same. Have no fear, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, enjoy your Friday and have a wonderful weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.